Forward to section 13. Whitman's attention in this section is now focused firmly on a black man, not necessarily a slave, as was the case in section 10, but rather a driver of a dray, a flat hauling cart, here carrying stones. It is tough, heavy work, and this massive man is fully in charge of it, with his commanding glance and his polished and perfect limbs. The sun bathes and highlights his body just as the water bathed the bodies of the 28 young men in section 11. Whitman pauses to peer at this man closely, admire his confident presence, and express love for him. That casual and easy expression of love across races came as something of a shock to many readers in the mid-19th century. And the way this Negro is dressed, surprisingly, is a mirror image of the frontispiece portrait of Whitman that opened the 1855 Leaves of Grass, the same portrait reproduced on our website accompanying Section 1. With his shirt open at the neck, his calm and commanding glance, and the hat slouched to one side of his forehead. This self-identification of the poet with the black dray driver is another step toward a democratic way of thinking, as the poet becomes a caresser of all life, not a person or object missing, absorbing everyone and everything into his non-discriminating and always expanding self. To demonstrate his radical openness to the world, the poet's gaze drifts from the driver to the horses that he commands, and then to the oxen that pull their own heavy load. But he does not just observe them. He looks the cattle in the eye, and finds in those eyes something inexpressibly rich and complex, more than all the print I have read in my life. He watches birds rise into the air at the sound of his footsteps, admires the patterns of their circlings in the air, those winged purposes, and then engages in one of his many slides up and down the evolutionary chart, undoing what most people think of as hierarchy, humans somehow superior to animals, into an equalizing identity. He knows the bird is contained within himself, and he is at some level at one with the bird and the tortoise, all of them creatures with their own purposes, their own equally meaningful journeys in this world. We humans may be proud of our words and our intellect, but if we open our eyes and ears to the world around us, we quickly realize we are not the only creatures that sing the songs of ourselves. The jay never learned the scales, but nonetheless trills a pretty good song. Look into the eyes of any animal, Whitman advises, to get the silliness of believing in your own special status shamed out of you.